This is CliffCentral.com.
Yeah, man. All right. What up? And welcome to hashtag VooveCentral. Live on Cliff Central as well. Just live kind of everywhere. This is all happening at once. It's very, very exciting. All right. Vooveve Central happens Mondays and Wednesdays just after 5 in the Vooveve app, which is, of course, available in the Google Play and the Apple App Store. Plus on DSTV channel 196. You can't see it, but I can see DSTV channel 196. Hello, DSTV channel 196, which you can't see because the TV's on the wall, which is above me over there. But I promise you, it really is there. And one day you'll come to Cliff Central and you will see that there is a TV, in fact, to my right, but to your left. All right. We're hanging out for 15 minutes and Tando Duma is going to be with us in a little bit. But as is the case when you are an Instagram queen, because you would be an Instagram queen if you were on Instagram and had over a million followers, she's on her way and going to be very, very fashionably late. I heard very fashionably, like she's going to be decked from head to toe in cool gear. But just before that, we're going to touch base with an up-and-coming young South African entertainment and media personality. And certainly, this guy is going to be making some huge waves in the year 2018. And Vooveve is all about putting people on and giving them a platform to express what they're about and who they are. So model Aviwe is going to step into the shot right now. It's all very, very exciting. He's going to take a seat. And Duma's going to be with us. Nintendo's going to be with us in a second. But, I mean, model, that's quite a title to have, bro. That's that means that, you know, you definitely think that you have something going on and that you're cool, and it's quite a title. Tell me a little bit more about being a model.
Yeah, man. Well, thanks for having me first and foremost.
Yeah.
Here on Vooveve Central. Well, being a model.
Yeah.
Man, there's a whole lot that comes with the gay sub right now. You know, the whole casting game.
Yeah.
That's how it goes every single day. Yeah, we just out here. Fashion Week's coming through. So watch out for that, Joburg Fashion Week.
Now, did it choose you or did you choose it? Because you're like you must be like close on 1.9 meters in tallness, right?
Yeah. Actually, you got it spot on.
Yeah, 1.9 meters.
1.9, yeah. Exactly.
No, it's because I could feel the 10 centimeter deficit between the two of us. Because, I mean, I'm 1.8, so I'm not like, it's not that I'm used to like being at eye contact level with people, but I'm not used to like being like, hey, what's up?
What's up?
And then when I met you, I was like, hey, what's up? And then I was like, there's a 10 centimeter deficit.
Yeah, that's that, man. You actually got it spot on, right? About 1.9. I would like to say it chose me. I actually don't know what the story, like, the story is very funny. If I had to explain it to you, because, like, you know, you always watch some stuff on TV, like, I'd like to do that someday.
Yeah.
That looks like a dope challenge. So that was that, but it chose me in the end, because it was like, all right, this is not going to happen. And an agent spotted me.
So it really does work like that, even in age of Instagram
it works exactly like that.
It works like that.
Yeah, don't distrust the process. The process is how it goes. It works like that. I got spotted as well. Actually, out here in Stanton.
Cool.
And then there was that.
And tell me about like making a living from it, because you actually are able to earn an income from it and sort of sustain yourself, right?
Oh, yeah. From a guy coming from being a student, to where I'm at now, it's pretty good. It's pretty good.
So okay, so give me the scope of what kind of modeling work you do and have to do in order to make it work for you financially and be able to sustain yourself.
Yeah.
You obviously have to do sort of a lot of photographs, which would be editorial and
editorial
then
work,
advertising.
That's what we do as well,
and then runway as well. Those three things,
those
right?
are the three main from my side as well.
Those are the three things. And then tell me about this casting process. Like, I've never been to a casting process because I'm not 1.9 meters tall, and probably a few other things, like to actually walk in a runway show. But how does that whole process work? Obviously, for photos you don't necessarily have to go to casting, but for runway you do, right?
Runway, cost, advertising, casting. So basically the runway steez, it's just you go to, let's say for instance Fashion Week, right?
Yeah.
SA Fashion Week, Mercedes-Benz Fashion Week. So what will happen is there'll be a casting that happens. They call you, they send you mail, you attend, you walk, you submit your com card, and that's that.
Okay, but
and
now
then they get back to you.
Okay, so you're making it sound like it's so easy.
It is. Like, it really is this simple. Like, I don't know What else? It's nothing complicated.
Okay, it's simple. I have questions which I'm going to ask you in a second.
Yeah.
But very quickly, shout out to everybody who's hanging out. Letsumzia has sent through a kiss. So there you go. There's a kiss for you everywhere.
Okay.
Official Big Sam says, this is so perfect. We also want more models on VOOV, guys. Okay, so I mean, you should be on VOOV every day then, all right. Modeling.
Yeah, why not? Why not?
Loads of different people entering the room. Exo S Ski says, shout out to you guys. And we're, of course, live on DSTV 196 and in the VOOV app as well, which is in the Google Play and the Apple App Store, plus on Cliff Central. So this behind-the-scenes process that happens at a fashion show,
yeah,
like with everyone changing and going crazy and getting the clothes on, like, is it really as stressful as what it looks like on The Bold and the Beautiful? If we're putting it in sort of simple terms, yeah.
I wouldn't necessarily say like it looks like on The Bold and the Beautiful, but it is pretty hectic. I mean, it's especially when it's just like so if you're a model, you've got maybe three outfits that you got to change into in one show, so that it gets pretty hectic. You run around. It gets pretty frantic. Depending on also how many clothes the designer's got to showcase for that evening. It's not like The Bold, but it's kind of like The Bold.
Kind of like, no, but not like. And then is it like really? Are the designers like really hectic with you? Are they like you're making it too much about yourself? Make it more about the clothes. Do they have a very specific idea, or do you just kind of go in and you are the model and they just kind of need to go with your flow, or do you have to really adapt to what they want?
No, you got to adapt to what they want, man. I mean, I think the whole industry in general, from the casting directors to the lady who's just doing the makeup, it's their way or the highway. So, because essentially they know that, all right, there's a million of you out there. You're all disposable. So,
and certainly now more so than ever with like Instagram and that, like Instagram models and that kind of thing. Do you find that there's a lot of people that get certain jobs just because they have an Instagram following?
Without a doubt. Yeah. I won't mention no names, but they're there.
Then you're like, but bro, you're like 1.5 meters high. How can you be walking in something where you're supposed to be a little bit more?
They just given. The whole pretty thing as well. That's another thing that's been happening now. You know, the pretty girls. So it's a mission. It's a mission for us guys.
What's been your favorite modeling experience thus far?
My favorite, man, definitely without a doubt, shooting for a magazine. I did some shoots for, can I say the name?
Yeah.
Bonner magazine.
Dope.
We did a couple of fashion shows there.
Nice.
Fashion shoots, some dope clothes, which I wish I could have kept, but I couldn't. But yeah.
Well, this is one of the questions that's come through on VOOV in the app, of course. Do you get to take the clothes home, LOL, and especially the big brands? So do you get to take anything back with you?
Depending on the designer and how nice they are. You can. You can really take some
and
stuff.
And how rich they are.
They are. You can take some stuff home. You can also buy. So, yeah.
And do you get like really avant-garde stuff as well? Because I mean, sometimes you watch like the fashion channel and you're like, no one ever wears that.
So have you been put into
some really weird stuff?
Without a doubt. I mean, it comes with when a designer is hit by inspiration, I mean, they just go right at it. So you have to wear all the stuff that you can. But you know what, it's nice about like, how can I say, with the whole avant-garde haute couture fashion type of stuff, is that there's always just that one piece of clothing that you can take. I see myself rocking that jacket with some jeans, you know. So that's literally how it goes. It's that eye. Oh, okay, I might just those shoes, they're a bit out there, but I can mesh them with a jacket or something, and we'll see how it goes from there.
Sick.
Yeah.
Is there a lot of money in this particular industry, especially in South Africa, is one of the questions coming through. So yes, no, maybe. You don't have to reveal your bank balance to us, but give us an indication.
I'll reveal no bank balance to you, but I'm sure you know as well, since you got an ad agency, but adverts pay. Adverts without a doubt, they do the most. So if you're looking for money, I'd suggest you go to ads.
Okay.
Other than that, we all just out here just trying to get the check.
Everybody needs the Edgar's commercial.
Talk
to me. He has a question from Official Big Sam. Have you ever went outside of South Africa for modeling? And I guess, depending on the answer to that, where do you want to kind of take your career in general, I guess?
It's very funny. I was approached by another agent now this past weekend. Actually, as I was going to a casting in Rosebank, and she spotted me, and she was like, all right, I've got an agency out there in Nigeria and Europe. So I was like, oh, okay. So we're in talks. Well, they're about to get on talks with my mother agency about that. So yeah,
What do you mean your mother agency? So they would stay your agency, but then you get a different agency in a different country. Is this how this works?
So your mother agency is the agency that you signed with, like in your hometown. Okay. So my mother agency will be Model HQ.
Okay.
They're out here. And then if I were to say perhaps go to Poland or somewhere, that would be my other agency. But everything is always referred to back to my mother agency. Your mother agency is basically the start.
Cool.
The start. That's where it always goes down. It always goes down. And yeah.
You build from there.
You build from there.
Hanging out with Aviwe, who's a South African model on VOOV Central. We're live right now on DSTV 196 on Cliff Central. We're live in the VOOV app, which is in the Google Play and the Apple App Store.
Yeah.
How much competition is there? And is it just growing and growing?
It's rife, bro. There are thousands of us. There are thousands of us, and we're all gunning for one job. And it is growing. It is growing. It's growing immensely. I mean, there are people being spotted every day. Somebody's got something unique that they can offer that somebody else doesn't have. So that's what's cool about the whole thing is that, oh, okay, he's got some freckles. Oh, his height is just out of this world. Or he's got some big eyes, which I've been told before. So, yeah, it's just something that that one thing that stands out, you know. That's I'd like to say that's what makes it such a wonderful and diverse industry is that you just get that one thing that stands out from you. But, yeah, we're growing every day, man. I mean, there's probably being somebody that's being discovered right now. He's just walking in the streets.
He has a question. Can you go solo in the modeling industry, or do you have to be like agency bound, I guess is what the question is.
You can, but I wouldn't advise that because, I mean, it's very, very hard for you to go solo because you'll probably miss a whole lot of casting briefs that are being sent out to agents that you probably not registered under. So in terms of you saying you want to go solo, it'll be pretty much it is difficult. It is difficult to go solo and... Yeah, you won't be as successful. I mean, look at the most successful models we have right now, and we're talking internationals now.
They're all represented.
They're being represented by the best of the best. So if you want to make it big, go for the biggest.
Yeah. Someone's saying, thanks so much for answering the questions. Official Big Sam says, how do models bring out fashions that are so revealing on TV? And then also, like, where do you draw the line with, like, how revealing you're going to be? Because maybe a designer thinks that, you know, they want to sell a wristband, and that's the only thing they want you to wear on the catwalk.
Hey, man, if the check is good, man, the check is
good.
You'll
do anything. No more. Oh, wow. You've got no sense of what you would want to do.
Whatsoever, bro. I mean, especially, I mean, if you're confident about your whole body.
Yeah.
Yeah, why not, man? Just go out there.
How do you work at the confidence thing? Because a lot of people, whether it's men, whether it's women, they struggle to be confident in their body. So how have you gotten better at being confident?
First and foremost, man, you got to have a song that just plays in your head that you know, if I wake up this morning, this song just puts me there.
What is your song?
Kanye West, Fade.
Okay. I'm just there, like, your love morning. Is Fade.
There you go. I'm just there already.
That's the one.
So yeah, that song right there puts me on another level. And then of course, you know, I just picture myself strutting like Denzel Washington, and that's that. And then that's that. I'm off.
So what's the big goal here, bro? Where do you want to take it to? And then over and above that, what are the other things that you're interested in?
There are a whole lot of things I'm interested in. But to answer your first question, I would love to see myself out there in New York.
Cool.
New York, Paris. You know, the big destinations. Yeah. Any model's dream is just, yo, I want to hit the big time. Walk with the Kendalls and the GGs. So, as a guy. And, you know, meet the Tysons.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's where I'm seeing myself. Outside of that, man, you know, I'm just out here doing this whole radio thing, interning. Yeah. And I'm just being just a media guy.
Yeah.
Just a media guy.
It's cool.
Just a media guy. Yeah,
it's cool.
Just a media guy.
Because how long is this shelf life that you have as a model?
It's not very long, actually. It's, you can get the probably best 5 years, and then but in South Africa, that's what I like about being in South Africa, is that you still have a luxury of milking it for a bit. We can get into our 30s and still be killing
doing it.
Yeah, you can still be, just look after your body.
How do you do that?
Gym Eat well.
Okay. That's all that stuff.
Yeah.
That is a South African model, Aviwe there. Sir, thank you so much for stopping by. Word, that's today's edition of VOOV Central. Catch you on the flip side Monday at 5.
This is CliffCentral.com.